Hello again, everyone. We're standing here quite early in the morning in Lisburn. It's very, very cool, as a matter of fact. And we're just at the junction of Linenhall Street and Market Street. And you'll notice here in the background the Christian Workers Union Hall. Still very much an active presence in the town. And W.P. Nicholson, we've mentioned him in some of these other devotionals. W.P. Nicholson would have preached in Lisburn in different campaigns and churches over the years. And he was a strong advocate of Christians meeting together for prayer and for evangelism, and he was a real advocate of the Christian Workers Union. But this building is quite a historic building. It was erected on just soil, just Mother Earth, before there was a building there. This was the first building to be erected on this site in 1772. It was a Wesleyan meeting house. And you'll maybe notice on the wall the little blue plaque. And that just is a marker to the ministry of John Wesley, who preached in this very locality in 1789. And he preached in other places around the town as well. But here right in our town centre, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached the Word of God. And he actually has it recorded, allegedly, in the full version of his journals that he preached in Lisburn in that date in 1789. But Wesley, of course, was a tremendous man of God and greatly used of God. Not every Christian would agree with all of his theology, but certainly he was a soul winner and a man greatly used of God. He was raised in a rector's home. His father was a Christian minister. His mother was a godly woman. They had quite a large family. You'll know that his brother Charles went on to become a great hymn writer and preacher in his own right. But along with Charles Wesley and George Whitfield, John and some other Christians were studying together in Oxford University. They were very pious young men and very earnest and very sincere. They studied the Word of God, they prayed together, they fasted, they distributed pamphlets advocating religion. And such was their presence in Oxford University that they became known as the Holy Club. Now, Wesley went across to America on one occasion to try to evangelize amongst the Native American Indians. And whenever he was returning back again, he came to the conclusion that he had tried to convert the heathen, but he was not converted himself. It's not quite remarkable. I think there's a lot of people today that are very religious, but they've never been converted. And as he was traveling back across the Atlantic on a ship, a great storm arose and people feared for their lives, but there was a group of German Christians on the ship as well, Moravians. And while everybody else was filled with panic and anxiety, these Moravians were praying and singing and praising God, a little bit like Paul and Silas. And Wesley entered into conversation with them whenever the storm subsided. And they began to explain to him about being born again. And they explained to him about the new birth. Whenever he returned to Oxford, a book was circulating by Henry Scougal. And the book was entitled The Life of God in the Soul of Man. The Life of God in the Soul of Man. And as they read that book, they began to discover the secret was not in their efforts, but they needed the life of God. They needed spiritual life. And they began to discover the truth of the new birth that the Savior spoke about in John 3. And it was one day sitting in an old chapel in Aldersgate Street, whenever Wesley was listening to a man reading the preface of Martin Luther's commentary to the Romans, that he testified that his heart was strangely warmed and he found that he had trusted in Christ. And so in simple childlike faith, he trusted the Lord. His heart had been opened and he had been born again and he trusted Christ, and his life was changed forever. And he began to blaze a trail for God. And right here in Lisburn, he preached the Word of God in this old Wesleyan chapel. I wonder, have you ever been born again? You may be a very religious person, but maybe void of reality. What a wonderful thing it is to know your sins are forgiven and that you've trusted in Jesus Christ. God bless you, and thank you for listening.